由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
我们很多谢你收听这个节目。
It has been our pleasure to bring you this series of messages on the life of Moses.
我们很高兴能够同你分享有关于摩西生平的系列信息。
And today we come to the very last message in the series.
这一集呢，就是这个系列信息的最后一讲了。
And I'll be talking to you about something that is very important.
我要呢，是同你讲一讲一些很重要的事。
And it is the subject of anger.
就是呢，有关于愤怒这个的课题了。
Social scientists have been warning us for many years.
多年来呢，社会学家都不断地去警告我们。
That many people today are sitting on an emotional powder keg.
他们说呢，很多人在今时今日呢，都是坐在情绪的一个的火药箱上面的。
Anger has killed untold number of people.
愤怒呢，是害死了无数的人。
Anger has destroyed many a home.
愤怒亦都是摧毁了很多个家庭的。
Anger has murdered many a friendship.
愤怒是杀死了很多段的友情。
Anger has put an end to great ministries.
愤怒亦都中断咗唔少咧，系非常之好嘅事工嘅。
Anger has blocked many a blessing and answer to prayer.
愤怒会拦咗人蒙受福气，亦都咧系妨碍祷告得蒙应允嘅。
Anger has shattered many a dream and many hopes.
愤怒系粉碎咗好多嘅梦想，亦都粉碎咗好多嘅希望。
Now we know that unexpressed anger can turn inward and lead to depression.
冇错，我哋知道压制愤怒咧系会造成忧郁症嘅。
On the other hand, anger that is wrongly expressed often goes through several stages.
但系另一方面咧，唔恰当咁样去发泄怒气，通常咧都系会经过几个阶段嘅。
First,
第一个阶段呢，就是
It often begins with frustration.
就是呢，是由沮丧开始的。
This frustration can be about just normal living.
这里所讲的沮丧呢，可能呢，就是由生活里面的失望引起的。
But when these frustrations and irritations are not dealt with biblically and spiritually,
但是当这一类的沮丧，这一类的烦躁不安是没有按照圣经和属灵的原则来去处理的时候呢，
They will lead to the next stage.
就会呢是进入下一个阶段了。
Which is wanting to lash out either verbally or physically.
下一个阶段是什么呢？就是想要去发泄出来，无论是从口头上或者是用身体动作来去发泄。
Frustrations lead to lashing out.
从心里面的沮丧到是发泄出来。
And lashing out leads to loss of control.
由发泄出来去到一个地步是不能够控制自己的。
Or even to a temporary loss of sanity.
去到一个地步呢，甚至是会暂时失去了理性。
All violence, whether physical or verbal, comes about as a result of loss of control.
无论是言语上，又或者是身体上的暴力，都是呢，因为不能够控制自己。
Then loss of control gives way to rage.
而对自己失控呢，就会呢，是令人呢，是勃然大怒的。
And rage produces brutal violence.
而这种的勃然大怒呢，就会是产生暴力的行为。
If short temper is not brought under the control and the authority of the Holy Spirit of God,
如果我们不让圣灵来去控制我们的坏脾气，
it will control you and lead you to rage.
这个的坏脾气呢就会控制你，并且呢是进一步演变成为盛怒了。
People talk about having a short fuse.
有人呢是讲到话呢，是我们需要一条很短的保险丝。
There was a time when I had no fuse whatsoever, short or otherwise.
在过去呢有一段时期，无论是长的还是短的，我呢都是没有保险丝的。
And I remember distinctly many years ago being on my face before God and saying to him,
我记得很清楚，在很多年之前，我呢是曾经俯伏在神面前跟他讲，
I cannot be a minister of the gospel without being delivered from this short temper.
我说，如果你不拯救我脱离急躁的脾气的话，我是没有办法成为一个传福音的人的。
I began to pray for a miracle.
我求神施行神迹。
And God performed a miracle.
而神真是行了神迹。
But not the way I was expecting.
但是呢，神并没有按照我心里面所期待的方式去行这个神迹。
I was looking for a quick fix.
我期望什么呢？我就是期望能够有立竿见影的效用，能够即刻呢看到他的神迹在我身上呢是施展出来。
But God's plan was to put me through his graduate school.
但是神呢，他是要我慢慢地去学习，一路呢是学到去到研究院那里。
But guess what?
你估下发生咩事？
We will only graduate from God's graduate school the day we see him face to face.
唯有是当我们同神是面对面相见的那一日，我们才能够由研究院那里是毕业的。
But in God's school, you keep on going to a higher and higher grade until your graduation day.
在神的学校里面，我们呢是不断地去学习，一级一级地升上去，直到呢是毕业那一日。
Let's look at Moses with the subject of anger in mind.
让我们来看一看摩西在发怒这个的课题上面，他是怎样去学习的呢？
Moses kept on flunking this one subject year after year, and finally he graduated but did not get the diploma.
一年又一年，摩西在生气、在控制怒气这一门的学科上面呢，硬是都是考不及格。最后呢，他总算毕业了，但是呢，都是拿不到文凭的。
And his diploma was entering the promised land.
怎为之拿到文凭呢？就是进入应许之地了。
What we will learn from this lesson in the life of Moses is enough motivation for a lifetime of daily walk with God.
今日我们从摩西身上所学到的功课，是足以成为我们每日跟随主与神同行的动力的。
From what we have seen in Moses' life,
我们由摩西的生平里面所看见的，
It is difficult to think of him as a man with a ferocious temper.
从他的生平事迹呢，是很难想象他是一个脾气暴躁的人。
A temper that when it flared, it controlled him.
当他一发起脾气的时候呢，反而是被自己的脾气所控制。
A temper that he could not have victory over.
他没办法胜过自己的脾气。
A temper that he could not take hold of.
他没有办法控制自己的脾气。
Consequently, he kept on going back to the same grade.
结果呢，在控制脾气、控制怒火这个的学科上面呢，他唯有呢是一直留级了。
Until he was able to comprehend the terrible ramification of an uncontrolled temper.
直至到呢，他是明白到失控的脾气会带来几咁可怕的后果。
Moses' lingering anger did not start at this stage in his life when he was nearly 120.
摩西的怒气呢，并不是在他将近120岁的时候呢才开始的。
Some may think that he was getting impatient in his old age.
有啲人认为系因为佢年纪大，越嚟越冇耐性，所以咧先至系会发脾气嘅。
But his lingering anger began at the very beginning.
但系其实佢嘅怒气咧系一开始就有噶啦。
In Exodus chapter 2,
喺出埃及记第二章嗰度记载。
He came out and saw an Egyptian slave driver was unjustly beating the slaves.
摩西睇见一个埃及奴隶嘅管工，佢好唔合理咁样去鞭打奴隶。
And the Bible said,
圣经咧就话啦
，Moses looked to the right and then to the left and then killed the Egyptian and buried him in a shallow grave.
摩西望望左望望右，睇见冇人，就将呢个埃及人咧打死咗，跟住咧仲埋喺沙土里边。
Some of you who may remember this part of the series will say, but you told us that Moses was educated at the highest level.
可能有人仲记得喺呢个系列信息里边咧，我哋曾经讲过摩西系受过最高等嘅教育嘅。
Yes, he was.
冇错啊，佢系真系受过皇室最高等嘅教育嘅。
You see, anger and rage cannot be controlled by education.
但系要知道，教育唔能够咧令到我哋就识得点样去控制脾气同埋怒火嘅。
It can only be controlled by the Spirit of God and the Word of God.
唯有系神嘅话语同埋圣灵先至可以控制我哋嘅脾气。
After this expression of rage, Moses had to flee from Egypt.
在摩西发完脾气杀了人之后，他呢是一定要逃离埃及的。
But God brought him back to deliver his people from bondage.
但是神就将他带回来，让他去解救被奴役的同胞。
Then somewhere between the ninth and the tenth plague in Exodus 11:8,
后来在出埃及记十一章八节那里，也就是在第九灾和第十灾之间，
We read that Moses left Pharaoh in hot anger.
我哋睇见摩西好气愤咁样离开法老嘅地方出咗去啦。
He had seen with his own eyes what God had done.
佢亲眼睇见神嘅作为。
He was told by God that he had hardened Pharaoh's heart.
神话俾佢听系神令到法老嘅心刚硬嘅。
And yet, boiling anger and rage was consuming Moses.
但是摩西仍然是被怒火控制住，他仍然是怒火中烧的。
Then they get to the wilderness and Moses goes up to have fellowship with God.
后来他们到了旷野，摩西上山和神相会。
It is the greatest prayer meeting that anyone could imagine.
这个呢，真是人人都羡慕的一个最好的祈祷会了。
God gives Moses the tablets written by God himself.
神将他亲手写上诫命的石板赐给摩西。
It is the most precious document that any man can ever possess.
这个呢，是人类所能够拥有最珍贵的文献。
But when Moses comes down from the mountain with the tablets in his hands,
但是当摩西拿着石板从山上落到来的时候，
And he sees the people dancing before the golden calf.
他睇见嗰啲百姓喺金牛像前边咧喺度跳舞。
His hot temper flares again.
摩西嘅火爆脾气又发作啦。
And he smashes the tablets of the Ten Commandments.
佢将写上十诫嘅石板，亦即系咁珍贵、咁重要嘅文献咧，系掟得粉碎啦。
Some of you may be saying,
或者咧，有人会咁样讲
，Should he not be angry?
唔通摩西唔应该发怒咩？
Of course he should.
当然啦，摩西系应该发怒嘅。
You and I should get angry when we see lies and deception.
当你同我睇见欺骗、睇见谎言等等嘅情况，我哋系应该发怒嘅。
You and I should be angry when we see our children living a destructive life.
当你同我睇见我哋嘅仔女自暴自弃嘅时候，我哋系应该发怒嘅。
You and I should be angry when we see others blurring the truth.
当你同埋我睇见人哋以似是而非嘅道理代替真理嘅时候，我哋系应该发怒嘅。
But the question is this.
但系问题系在于。
How do we express this righteous anger?
我哋点样去表达呢一种义怒呢？
That is why the Bible said.
呢个就系点解圣经咧话。
Be angry, but sin not.
圣经话生气却不要犯罪。
How you express your righteous anger can make the difference between being productive or destructive in the work of God.
当你做神嘅工作，究竟系做得有建设性，定一或系具破坏性？问题就系在于你点样去表达呢一种嘅义怒啦。
How you express your righteous anger can make the difference between blessings and curses.
究竟系蒙福啊，定一或系遭到咒诅呢？这个就在于你点样去表达这一种的义怒了。
How you express your righteous anger can make the difference between joy and sorrow.
究竟是得到喜乐定得到悲伤，就决定于你是点样去表达这一种的义怒。
Now move forward in Moses' life by about 38 years.
现在呢，我们一起呢是继续嘅睇落去，睇下38年之后摩西系点样嘅。
You would think that by now Moses has gotten old and mature and learned how to overcome.
你可能会认为呢、这个时候摩西嘅年岁咧已经大啦，已经慢慢系年老啦，应该咧系比较成熟，并且咧系学识点样咧系去胜过自己嘅脾气啦。
But unfortunately,Age and spiritual maturity are not always synonymous.
但是很可惜，年龄和我们的灵命是否成熟，不见得是成一个正比的。
This time, the people of Israel are at the edge of the promised land.
这个时候，以色列民就来到应许之地的边界。
They had been wandering for 38 years in the wilderness.
他们在旷野漂流了38年。
The first generation died off because of their unbelief, except for Joshua and Caleb.
第一代嘅人除咗约书亚同埋加勒之外都死晒，因为佢哋唔相信神嘅话。
But even the new generations have learned from the older ones.
而新嘅一代，亦即系向旧嘅一代学习嘅一代咧。
They've learned how to gripe and complain and whine and feel sorry for themselves.
他们由他们的先辈那里学到自怜、发牢骚、怨天尤人。
They took out their grief on Moses.
他们向摩西发泄他们的怨气。
Moses once again cried to the Lord.
于是摩西就再一次向神呼求了。
And the Lord graciously says to him in the book of Numbers chapter 20 verse 8.
在旧约圣经民数记二十章八节二十章八节嗰度，神好仁慈咁样对佢讲
：Take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron, your brother。
佢话你攞住你嘅杖去同你嘅哥哥亚伦去招聚嗰啲嘅会众。
And speak to the rock before their eyes to yield its water。
喺佢哋面前吩咐磐石咧，系能够流出一啲水出嚟。
And what did Moses do?
摩西结果怎样做呢？
Did he obey the Lord and did exactly what the Lord said to him?
他是不是信服神，完完全全这样依照神吩咐他的说话去做呢？
Unfortunately, no.
好不幸，摩西并没有这样做。
Verse 11 says,
在第十一节，即是民数记的二十章第十一节那里说，
Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with the rod twice.
摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下。
and water came forth abundantly, and the community drank and their cattle.
就有许多水流出来，会众和他们的牲畜都喝了。
Secular psychologists would have easily explained it this way.
一般的心理学家呢，可以很轻易地去解释。
And Moses was getting frustrated with the people.
就可以解释说呢，摩西对这班的群众，这班的百姓呢，已经呢，是非常之失望，失望透彻了。
And Moses was getting tired of their complaining and whining.
亦都可以解释话咧，摩西咧已经系受够咗佢哋嗰啲嘅埋怨，佢哋嗰啲嘅牢骚啦。
That Moses was getting tired of waiting。
亦都会解释话咧，就系摩西已经再冇耐性咧，再等落去啦。
They would say it's natural to express your feelings that way。
嗰啲心理学家会话，佢咁样去发泄自己嘅情绪咧，系好自然嘅。
It cannot be helped under the circumstances。
啲心理学家可以话喺嗰种嘅处境底下，摩西系无可奈何嘅。
They may have analyzed Moses' upbringing in a dysfunctional family that led him to do that。
嗰啲心理学家好可能会咁样分析话，因为摩西系成长喺一个唔正常嘅家庭里边，所以咧先至导致佢会咁样做嘅。
Moses' speech before striking the rock was actually bordering on blasphemy。
但系摩西在击打石头之前所讲的说话，几乎呢是在这里亵渎神的。
Listen to what he said in verse 10.
请看第十节，摩西究竟是讲什么呢？
Listen now, you rebellious people, shall we bring forth water for you out of the rock?
他在第十节那里这样讲，他说，你们这些背叛的人听我说，我为你们使水从这磐石中流出来吗？
This may make you want to ask some sensible questions, such as,
你可能呢会是问一些合理的问题。
Moses, when were you able to do anything by yourself?
摩西，你是什么时候开始靠自己的能力去做事的呢？
Isn't God the one who brought the water out of the rock?
难道不是神才能够使水从磐石里面流出来的吗？
But my listening friend, I want to tell you something important.
但是，亲爱的听众朋友，让我话俾你听一啲好重要嘅事啊。
When you give into rage, you will always feel victimized.
当你是很生气的时候，你总是会觉得自己是受害人。
And victimization is always at the heart of anger.
愤怒的核心就是在于自己被伤害。
People may say,
啲人呢会这样讲，
I have a hot temper because my father had a hot temper and his father had a hot temper.
他们会说什么呢？就是说我脾气暴躁是因为我的父亲和我的祖父都是脾气暴躁的人，即是说我是遗传暴躁的。
All of that does not wash.
但是这个并不是理由。
But let's focus on God again.
让我们都是集中在神的身上。
Isn't God gracious?
神不是很仁慈的吗？
God could have said to Moses, Moses,You hit the rock twice and did not speak to it as I told you.
神并没有对摩西讲话，摩西，你没有照我的指示去吩咐磐石，却是击打磐石。
Therefore, I will give you no water.
所以呢，我就不给水你喝了。
But my listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude.
但是亲爱的朋友，在我结束之前呢，请你是特别留心听。
How many times have we acted in carnality?
有几多次我哋系随住自己嘅本性，好冲动咁样去行事呢？
And yet God, in His amazing grace, blessed us anyway.
而神系依然以佢奇妙嘅恩典赐福俾我哋嘅呢？
And that is why God's grace is called amazing grace.
所以神嘅恩典系被称为奇异恩典。
God in His goodness forgave Moses.
至善嘅神呢，饶恕咗摩西。
But the bitter fruit of His lingering anger was that He would not see the promised land.
但系摩西唔能够脱离嗰种缠绕佢嘅怒气所造成嘅恶果，以致咧佢唔能够进入应许之地。
Moses prayed 3 times, but God said to Moses,
摩西祈求了3次，但是神对摩西说，
You will see the promised land from afar.
神说你只能够远远地去观看应许之地。
But because of your continuous flunking that same subject, you will not get the diploma of going in there.
因为你在同一个的学科上面，同一个的课题上面，一路都考不及格，所以你拿不到毕业证书，不能够进入迦南这个应许之地。
Let me ask you, my friend, are you someone who has a hot temper?
亲爱的朋友，请问你是不是一个脾气暴躁的人呢？
Then let me tell you about the power of God to change you.
如果是的话，让我告诉你听，神的大能是可以改变你的。
But you have to be willing to allow God to change you.
但是你一定要容许神来去改变你。
I'll tell you firsthand, God is more than faithful.
我以我自己的亲身经历告诉你，神不单止是一位信实的神。
He wants to give you victory and power more than you can ever imagine.
他更加要赐给你超出你想象的胜利和能力。
Why?
为什么神会是这样做呢？
Because God wants to be glorified.
因为神要得到荣耀。
God wants us to testify to His power working in us.
神要我们见证出祂的能力在我们身上的作为。
Will you trust Him?
你愿不愿意信靠神呢？
Until next time,I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。休息翻嚟，我哋做一个简单嘅总结啊。我们在这个系列信息里面看到摩西的成长，在他带领以色列人出埃及这个的历程里面，摩西自己也都不断去面对自己的软弱。来到最后一讲，我们看见他都有他自己不能够克服的地方，就是他自己的脾气，他自己的怒火。由他后生开始，摩西的脾气都是很大的，以致他曾经是杀死人，他也曾经是钉烂了神所赐下的石板，刻有这个十诫的石板。去到他的晚年，当以色列人是发怨言很想饮水的时候，摩西也不能够控制他怒火，他击打磐石就没有按着神的方法是去给以色列人饮水，结果他是不能够去进入应许之地，去到神所赐的迦南美地。愿意这件事都能够成为我们的鉴戒，在我们的生命里面，我们都努力去学习克服自己的软弱，而不会是好像摩西这样。好了，今集我们讲到这里，我们下集再会。